Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Beyond podcast. I'm your host, Robert Crichton, and today we have a full cast audio adaptation of The World and the Child, or Mundus et Infants, by The Unknown. For a more detailed breakdown of the text, to understand in detail the action of the play, do go to our spoilers episodes for more, or you can listen to some of our exploring sessions where we have an initial read-through of the text that we're working on here. But if you'd rather just sit down and listen to a full cast audio adaptation, then stay here and enjoy it. So here is The World and the Child, or Mundus et Infants, by The Unknown. With Robert Crichton as the child who grows up fast, Sarah Golding as the world, Rob Meissen as conscience, Hugh Wallapooley as folly, and Fiona Thrale as perseverance. Enjoy.
Sirs. Shh. Cease of your sores, what so befall, and look ye bow bonnily to my bidding. For I am ruler of realms, I warn you all, and over all foods I am king. For I am king, and well known in these realms round. I have also palaces, epite. I have steeds in stable stalwart and strong. Also streets and strands full strongly edite. For all the world wide, I wot well is my name. All riches readily it runneth in me. All pleasure worldly, both mirth and game. Myself, seemly in sail, I send with you to be, for I am the world. I warn you all, prince of power and of plenty, he that cometh not when I do him call, I shall him smite with poverty. For poverty I part in many a place to them that will not obedient be. I am a king in every case. Methinketh I am a god of grace. The flower of virtue followeth me. Lo, here I sit, seemly in sea. I command you all, obedient be, and with free will ye follow me.
Now behold on me how mankind doth begin. I am a child, as you may see, gotten in game and in great sin. 40 weeks my mother me found, flesh and blood my food was though. When I was ripe from her to sound, in peril of death we stood both two. Now to seek death I must begin, for to pass that strait passage, for body and soul that shall then twin, and make a parting of that marriage. 40 weeks I was freely fed within my mother's possession. Full oft of death she was adread, when that I should part her from. Now into the world she hath me sent, poor and naked as ye may see. I am not worthily wrapped nor went, but poorly pricked in poverty. Now into the world will I wend, some comfort of him for to crave. All hail, comely crowned king, God that all made you, see and save.
Welcome, fair child. What is thy name?
I wot not, sir, withouten blame. But oft time my mother in her game called me Dalliance.
Dalliance, my sweet child. It is a name that is right wild, for when thou waxest old, it is a name of no substance. But, my fair child, what wouldst thou have?
Sir, of some comfort are you crave? Meat and clothes my life to save, and I your true servant shall be.
Now, fair child, I grant thee thine asking. I will thee find while thou art young, so thou wilt be obedient to my bidding. These garments gay I give to thee, and also I give to thee a name, and clep thee wanton in every game, till 14 years be come and gone, and then come again to me.
Gramercy, world, for mine array, for now I purpose me to play.
Farewell, fair child, and have good day. All recklessness is kind for thee.
Wanton is my name. I can many a quaint game. Lo, my top I drive insane. See how it turneth round. I can with my scourge stick my fellow upon the head hit, and lightly from him make a skip, and blear on him my tongue. If brother or sister do me chide, I will scratch and also bite. I can cry and also kick and mock them all beroo. If father or mother will me smite, I will ring with my lip. And lightly from him make a skip and call my dame shrew. A new game have I found. See, this gin, it ringeth round. And here another have I found, and yet mo can I find. I can mow on a man, and make a leasing well I can, and maintain it right well then. This cunning came me of kind. Yea, sirs, I can well geld a snail, and catch a cow by the tail. This is a fair cunning. I can dance and also skip. I can play at the cherry pit. And I can whistle you a fit. Sires in a willow rhine. Yea, sirs, and every day, when I to school shall take the way, some good man's garden I will essay, pears and plums to pluck. I can spy a sparrow's nest. I will not go to school but when me least, for there beginneth a sorry feast, when the master should lift my dock. Oh! But, sirs, when I was 7 years of age, I was sent to the world to take wage, and this 7 years I have been his page and kept his commandment. Now will I wend to the world, the worthy emperor. Hail, lord of great honour! This 7 years I have served you in hall and in bower with all my true intent.
Now welcome, wanton, my darling dear. A new name I shall give thee here. Love, lust, liking, in fear. These thy names they shall be. All game and glee and gladness, all love longing in lewdness. This 7 year, forsake all sadness, and then come again to me.
Now lust and liking is my name. I am as fresh as flowers in May. I am seemly shapen in same, and proudly apparelled in garments gay. My looks been full lovely to a lady's eye, and in love longing my heart is sore set. Might I find a food that were fair and free to lie in hell till doomsday, for love I would not let. My love for to win all game and glee, all mirth and melody, all revel and riot, and of boast will I never blin. But, sirs, now I am 19 winter old. Iwis I wax wonder bold. Now I will go to the world a higher science to essay. For the world will keep me avance. I will keep his governance. His pleasing will I pray, for he is a king in all substance. All hail, master full of might! I have you served both day and night. Now I common as you behight. 21 winter is common and gone.
Now welcome love, lust, and liking, for thou hast been obedient to my bidding. I increase thee in all things, and mightily I make thee a man. Manhood mighty shall be thy name. Bear thee pressed in every game, and wait well that thou suffer no shame, neither for land nor for rent. If any man would wait thee with blame, withstand him with thy whole intent. Full sharply thou beat him to shame with doughtiness of deed. For of one thing, manhood, I warn thee. I am most of bounty. For 7 kings suen me, both by day and night. One of them is the king of pride, the king of envy, doubt envy. Indeed, the king of wrath that boldly will abide,
wrath.
For mickle is his might. The king of covetise is the fourth,
covetise.
The fifth king, he hight sloth,
sloth.
The king of gluttony hath no jollity.
Gluttony.
There, poverty is pight. Lechery is the 7th king.
Lechery.
All men in him have great delighting. Therefore, worship him above all thing, manhood.
Manhood.
With all thy might.
Yea, Sir King, without leasing, it shall be wrought. Had I knowing of the 1st king, well joyen I mought.
The 1st king hight pride.
Ah, Lord, with him fain would I bide.
Yea, but wouldst thou serve him truly in every tide?
Yea, sir, and thereto my troth I plight, that I shall truly pride present. I swear by St. Thomas of Kent, to serve him truly is mine intent with main and all my might.
Now, manhood, I will array thee new. in robes royal of right good hue. And I pray thee principally be true, and here I dub thee a knight, and haunt alway to chivalry. I give thee grace, and also beauty, gold and silver, great plenty of the wrong to make the right.
Gramercy, world and emperor, gramercy, world and governor, gramercy, comfort in all colour. And now I take my leave. Farewell.
Farewell, manhood, my gentle knight. Farewell, my son, seemly in sight. I give thee a sword, and also strength and might in battle boldly to bear thee well.
Now I am dubbed a knight, Hend. Wander wide shall wax my fame. To seek adventures now will I wend, to please the world in glee and game.
Lo, sirs, I am a prince, perilous approved. Approved full perilous and pithily epight. As a lord in each land, I am beloved. Mine iron do shine as lantern bright. I am a creature comely out of care. Emperors and kings, they kneel to my knee. Every man is afeard when I do on him stare. For all merry Middle Earth maketh mention of me. Yet all is at my handwork, both by down and by dale, both the sea and the land and the fowls that fly, and I were once moved, I tell you in tale. There durst no star stir that standeth in the sky, for I am lord and leader, so that in land all boweth to my bidding bonnily about. Who that stirreth with any strife, or waiteth me with wrong, I shall mightily make him to stammer and stoop, for I am richest in mine array. I have knights and towers, I have brightest ladies in bowers. Now will I fare on these flowers. Lording, have good day.
Peace! Now peace, ye fellows all about. Peace now, and hearken to my saws, for I am lord both stalworthy and stout. All lands are led by my laws. Baron, was there never born that so well him bare a better, ne a bolder, nor a brighter of blee? For I have might and main over countries far, and manhood mighty am I named in every country. For Salerno and Samers and Andalusia, Calais, Kent, and Cornwall have I conquered clean. Picardy and Pontoise and gentle Artois, Florence, Flanders and France, and also Gascoigne. All I have conquered as a knight. There is no emperor so keen that dare me lightly teen, for lives and limbs I lean, so mickle is my might. For I have boldly blood full piteously dispilled. There many have left fingers and feet, both head and face. I have done harm on heads, and knights have I killed. I am worthy and white, witty and wise. I am royal arrayed to reven under the riss. I am proudly apparelled in purpur and bis. As gold I glister in gear. I am stiff, strong, stalwart, and stout. I am the royalist readily that renneth in this rout. There is no knight so grisly that I dread nor doubt, for I am so doubtly dight that there may no dint me dear. And the king of pride, full-pressed with all his proud presence, and the king of lechery, lovely his letters have me sent, and the king of wrath, full-wordily with all his intent, they will me maintain with main and all their might. The king of covetous, and the king of gluttony, the king of sloth, and the king of envy, all those send me their livery. Where is now so worthy a wight? Yea, as a wight-witty, here in this seat sit I. For no loves let I here for to sit.
Christ, as he is crowned king, save all this comely company, and grant you all his dear blessing that bonnily bought you on the rude tree. Now pray you prestly on every side to God omnipotent, to set our enemy sharply on side, that is, the devil and his covent, and all men to have a clear knowing of heaven bliss, that high tower. We think it is a necessary thing for young and old, both rich and poor, poor conscience for to know. For conscience clear, it is my name. Conscience counselleth both high and low, and conscience commonly beareth great blame. Blame, yea, and oft-times set in shame. Wherefore I read you, men, both in earnest and in game, conscience that ye know. For I know all the mysteries of man. They be as simple as they can, and in every company where I come, conscience is outcast. All the world doth conscience hate. Mankind and conscience been at debate, for if mankind might conscience take, my body would they brast, yea, and work me much woe.
Say how, fellow? Who gave thee leave this way to go? What? Weenest thou I dare not come thee to?
Oh,
safe, thou harlot, whither in haste?
What? Let me go, sir. I know you naught.
No, bitched brothel, thou shalt be taught.
No.
For I am a knight, and I was sought. The world hath advanced me.
Why, good sir knight, what is your name?
Manhood, mighty in mirth and in game, all power of pride have I ta'en. I am as gentle as jay on tree.
Sir, though the world have you to manhood brought, to maintain manner you were never taught. No, conscience clear, you know right naught, and this longeth to a knight.
Conscience? What the devil man is he?
Sir, a teacher of the spirituality.
Spirituality? What the devil may that be?
Sir, all that be leaders into light.
Light? Yea, but hark, fellow. Yet light fain would I see.
Will ye so, sir knight? Then do after me.
Yea, and it to pride's pleasing be, I will take thy teaching.
Nay, sir, beware of pride, and you do well. For pride Lucifer fell into hell, till doomsday there shall he dwell, withouten any outcoming. For pride, sir, is but a vain glory.
Peace, thou brothel, and let those words be, for the world and pride have advanced me. To me men loot full low.
And to beware of pride, sir, I would counsel you. and think on King Robert of Sicel, how he for pride in great poverty fell, for he would not conscience know.
Yea, conscience, go forth thy way, for I love pride, and will go gay. All thy teaching is not worth a stray. For pride, clep I, my king.
Sir, there is no king but God alone, that bodily bought us with pain and passion because of man's soul's redemption. In scripture thus we find.
Say, conscience, see if thou wouldst have pride from me. What sayest thou by the king of lechery? With all mankind he must be, and with him I love to ling.
Nay, manhood, that may not be. From lechery fast you flee, for encumbrance it will bring thee, and all that to him will lend.
Say, conscience, of the king of sloth, he hath behind me mickle troth, and I may not forsake him for oath, for with him I think to rest.
Manhood, in scripture thus we find that sloth is a traitor to heaven king. Sir knight, if you will keep your king from sloth clean you cast.
Say, conscience, the king of gluttony, he saith he will not forsake me, and I purpose his servant to be with main and all my might.
Think, manhood, on substance, and put out gluttony for cumbrance, and keep you with good governance, for this longeth to a knight.
What, conscience, from all my masters thou wouldst have me? But I will never forsake envy, for he is king of company, both with more and less.
Nay, manhood, that may not be, and ye will cherish envy. God will not well pleased be to comfort you in that case.
Aye, from five kings thou hast counselled me, but from the king of wrath I will never flee, for he is in every deed doughty, for him dare no man rout.
Nay, manhood, beware of wrath, for it is but superfluity that cometh and goeth. Yea, and all men his company hateth, for oft they stand in doubt.
Fie on thee, false flattering friar. Thou shalt rue the time that thou came here. The devil mot set thee on a fire that ever I with thee meet. For thou counsellest me from all gladness, and would be set into all sadness. But ere thou bring me in this madness, the devil break thy neck. But, Sir Friar, evil mot thou thee. From six kings thou hast counselled me, but that day shall thou never see to counsel me from covetise.
No, sir. I will not you from covetise bring, for covetise I cleep a king. Sir, covetise in good doing is good in all wise. But, sir knight, will ye do after me, and covetise your king shall be?
Yea, sir, my troth I plight to thee, that I will work at thy will.
Manhood, will ye by this word stand?
Yea, conscience. Hear my hand, I will never from it fang, neither loud ni still.
Manhood, ye must love God above all thing. His name in idleness ye may not ming. Keep your holy day from worldly doing. Your father and mother worship I. Covet ye to slay no man, nay, do no lechery with no woman. Your neighbour's goods take not by no way, and all false witness ye must deny. Neither, ye must not covet no man's wife, nor no good that him belieth. This covetise shall keep you out of strife. These been the commandments 10. Mankind, and ye these commandments keep, heaven bliss are you beheat. For Christ's commandments are full sweet and full necessary to all men.
What, conscience? Is this thy covetise?
Yea, manhood, in all wise, and covet to Christ's service, both to matins and to mass, Ye must, manhood, with all your might maintain holy church's right, for this longeth to a knight plainly in every place.
Oh, what conscience! Should I leave all game and glee?
Nay, manhood, so mote I thee, all mirth in measure is good for thee. But, sir, measure is in all thing.
Measure, conscience? What thing may measure be?
Sir, keep you in charity, and from all evil company, for doubt of folly doing.
Folly? What thing callest thou folly?
Sir, it is pride, wrath, and envy, sloth, covetise, and gluttony. Lechery, the seventh is. These seven sins I call folly.
What? Thou liest! To this seven the world delivered me, and said they were kings of great beauty, and most of main and might. But yet, I pray thee, sir, tell me, may I not go arrayed, honestly?
Yes, manhood, hardily, in all manner of degree.
But I must have sporting of play.
Sickly, manhood, I say not nay. But good governance keep both night and day, and maintain meekness and all mercy.
All mercy, conscience, what may that be?
Sir, all discretion that God gave thee.
Discretion I know not, so mote I thee.
Sir, it is all the wits that God hath you send.
Ah, conscience, conscience. Now I know and see thy cunning is much more than mine. But yet, I pray thee, sir, tell me, what is most necessary for man in every time?
Sir, in every time, beware of folly. Folly is full of false flattering. In what occupation that ever ye be, always, ere ye begin, think on the ending for blame. Now, farewell, manhood. I must wend.
Now, farewell, conscience. Mine own friend.
I pray you, manhood, have God in mind. Oh, and beware of folly and shame.
Yes, yes, yea, come wind and rain. God let him never come here again. Oh, now I have bethought me. If I shall heaven win, conscience teaching I must begin, and clean forsake the kings of sin that the world me taught, and conscience servant will I be, and believe as he hath taught me upon one God and persons three that made all things of naught. For conscience clear I clep my king and his knight in good doing. For right of reason, as I find conscience teaching is true. The world is full of boast, and saith he is of might most. All his teaching is not worth a coast, for conscience he doth refuse. But yet will I him not forsake, for mankind he doth merry make. Though the world and conscience be at debate, yet the world will I not despise. For both in church and in cheaping and in other places being, the world findeth me all thing and doth me great service. Now here, full pressed, I think to rest. Now mirth is best.
What? Hey-ho, care away. My name is Folly. Are not my clothes gay?
Ah, sir, God give you good eve.
Stand, utter fellow. Where dost thou thy courtesy prove?
What, I do but claw my nasa by your leave.
Hark, fellow, art thou any craftsman?
Yea, sir, I can bind a sieve and tink a pan, and thereto a curious buckler player I am. Arise, fellow, will thou assay?
Now, truly, sir, I trow thou canst but little skill of play.
Yes, by cock's bones, that I can. I will never flee for no man that walketh by the way.
Fellow, though thou have cunning, I counsel thee leave thy boasting, for here thou may thy fellow find, whether thou wilt, at long or short.
Come, look, and thou darest arise and assay.
Yea, sir, but yet conscience biddeth me nay.
Oh, no, sir, thou darest not in good faith, for truly thou failest, no?
False heart. What sayest thou? Have I a false heart?
Yea, sir, in good faith.
Manhood will not that I say nay. Defend thee, folly, if that you may, for in faith I purpose to weet what thou art.
Ow!
How sayest thou now, folly? Hast thou not a touch?
No, I wish, but a little on my pouch.
I take record on all this rue. Thou hast two touches, though I say but few. But hark, fellow, by thy faith, where wast thou born?
By my faith, in England have I dwelled yore, and all mine ancestors me before. But, sir, in London is my chief dwelling.
In London? Where, if a man thee sought?
Sir, in Holborn I was forth brought, and with the courtiers I am betaught. To Westminster I used to went.
Hark, fellow, why dost thou to Westminster draw?
For I am a servant of the law. Cavatise is mine own fellow. We twain plead for the king and poor men that come from upland. We will take their matter in hand, be it right or be it wrong. Their thrift with us shall wend.
Now here, fellow, I pray thee, whither wendest thou then?
By my faith, sir, into London I ran to the taverns to drink the wine. And then to the inns I took the way. And there I was not welcome to the ostler, but I was welcome to the fair tapster. And to all the household I was right dear, for I have dwelled with her many a day.
Now, I pray thee, whither took thou then the way?
In faith, sir, over London Bridge I ran, and the straightway to the stews I came. And there I found my brother, Lechery. There men and women did folly, and every man made of me as worthy as though I had been a knight.
I pray thee yet, tell me more of thine adventures.
In faith, even straight to all the friars. And with them I dwelled many years, and they crowned folly a king.
I pray thee, fellow, whither wendest thou, though?
Oh, sir, to all England to and fro, into abbeys and into nunneries also. And always folly doth fellows find.
Now hark, fellow, I pray thee, tell me thy name.
Iwis, I hight both folly and shame.
Ha ha! Thou art he that conscience did blame when he me taught. I pray thee, folly, go hence, and follow not me.
Yes, good sir, let me your servant be.
Nay, so mote I thee, for then a shrew had I caught.
Why, good sir, what is your name?
Manhood mighty, that beareth no blame.
By the rood, and manhood mistreth in every game some deal to cherish folly. For folly is fellow with the world, and greatly beloved by many a lord. And if ye put me out of your ward, the world right wroth will be.
Yea, sir, yet had I liever the world be wroth than lose the cunning that conscience me gave.
A cuckoo for conscience! He is but a door. He cannot else but preach.
Yea, I pray thee, leave thy lewd clattering, for conscience is a counsellor for a king.
Well, I would not give a straw for his teaching. He doth but make men wroth. But wottest thou what I say, man? By that ilk truth that God me gave, had I that bitched conscience in this place, I should so beat him with my staff that all his stones should stink.
I pray thee, folly, go hence and follow not me.
Yes, sir, so mote I thee. Your servant will I be. I ask but meat and drink.
Peace, man, I may not have thee for thy name. For thou sayest thy name is both folly and shame.
Sir, here in this clout I knit shame, and clep me but proper folly.
Yea, folly, will thou be my true servant?
Yea, sir, manhood, hear my hand.
Now let us drink at this covenant, for that is courtesy.
Marry, master, ye shall have in haste.
Ah, sirs, let the cat wink, for ye wot not what I think. I shall draw him such a draught of drink that conscience he shall away cast.
Have, master, and drink well, and let us make revel. Revel! For I swear by the church of St. Michael, I would we were at Stew's, for there is nothing but revel rout. And we were there, I had no doubt I should be known all about where conscience they would refuse.
Peace, folly, my fair friend. For by Christ, I would not that conscience should me here find.
Tush, master, thereof speak nothing, for conscience cometh no time here.
Peace, folly, there is no man that knoweth me.
Sir, hear my troth I plight to thee, and thou wilt go thither with me, for knowledge hath thou no care.
Peace, but it is hence a great way.
Pardee, sir, we may be there on a day. Yea, and we shall be right welcome, I dare well say, in Eastcheap for to dine. And then we will with Lombards at passage play, and at the Pope's Head sweet wine assay. We shall be lodged well afine.
What sayest thou, folly? Is this the best?
Sir, all this is manhood, well thou knowest.
Now, folly, go we hence in haste. But fain would I change my name. For well I wot, if conscience meet me in this tide, right well I wot, he would me chide.
Sir, for fear of you, his face he shall hide. I shall clep you. Shame.
Shame.
Wear his cloak.
Now, gramercy, folly, my fellow in fear, go we hence, tarry no longer here, till we be gone, methink it 7 year. I have gold and good to spend.
Master, that is good cheer. And ere it be past 30 years, I shall thee sheer right elude, friar, and hither again thee send.
Folly, go before and teach me the way.
Come after, shame, I thee pray, and conscience clear ye cast away.
Lo, sirs, this folly teacheth, aye. For where conscience cometh with his cunning, yet folly full feedly shall make him blind. Folly before and shame behind. Lo, sirs, thus fareth the world always.
Now I will follow folly, for folly is my man. Yea, folly is my fellow, and hath given me a name. Conscience called me manhood, folly calleth me shame. Folly will me lead to London to learn a revel. Yea, and conscience is but a flattering brothel, for ever he is carping of care. The world and folly counselleth me to all gladness. Yea, and conscience counselleth me to all sadness. Yea, too much sadness might bring me into madness. But now, have good days, sirs. To London, to seek folly will I fare. Ah, oh, conscience.
Say, manhood, friend, whither will ye go?
Nay, sir. Nay, sir. In faith, my name is not so.
Oh.
Why, friar, what the devil hast thou to do, whether I go or abide?
Yes, sir. I will counsel you for the best.
I will none of thy counsel. So have I rest. I will go whither me lest, for thou canst naught else but chide.
Oh. Lo, sirs, a great ensample you may see, the frailness of mankind. How oft he falleth in folly through temptation of the fiend. For when the fiend and the flesh be at one assent, then conscience clear is clean outcast. Men think not on the great judgment that the seely soul shall have at the last. But would God all men would have in mind of the great day of doom, how he shall give a great reckoning of evil deeds that he hath done. But, nevertheless, sith it is so, that manhood is forth with folly wend, to seek perseverance now will I go, with the grace of God omnipotent. His counsel being in fear, perseverance counsel is most dear. Next to him is conscience clear from sinning. Now into this presence to Christ I pray, to speed me well in my journey. To seek perseverance will I wend.
Alas, alas, that me is woe. My life, my liking, I have forlorn. My rents, my riches, it is all ago. Alas, the day that I was born. For I was born manhood most of might, stiff, strong, both stalwart and stout. The world full worthily have made me a knight. All bowed to my bidding, bonnily about. Then conscience, clear, comely, and kind, meekly he met me in seat, there I sat. He learned me a lesson of his teaching, and the seven deadly sins full loathly he did hate. Pride, wrath, and envy, and covetise in kind, the world all these sins delivered me until sloth, covetous, and lechery, that is full of false flattering, all these conscience reproved both loud and still. To conscience I held up my hand to keep Christ's commandments. He warned me of folly, that traitor, and bade me beware, and thus he went his way. But I have falsely me forsworn, alas, the day that I was born. For body and soul I have forlorn. I clang as a clod in a clay in London many a day. At the passage I would play, I thought to borrow and never pay. Then was I sought and set in stocks. In Newgate I lay under locks. If I said aught, I caught many knocks. Alas, where was manhood, though? Alas, my lewdness hath me lost. Where is my body so proud and pressed? I cough, and wrought my body will burst. Age doth follow me so. I stare and stagger as I stand. I groan gristly upon the ground. Alas, death! Why lettest thou me live so long?
Now, Christ, our comely Creator, set all your souls into good salvation. Perseverance is my name, conscience-born brother, that is. He sent me hither, mankind, to indoctrine, that they should to no vices incline. For oft mankind is governed amiss, and through folly mankind is set in shame. Therefore, in this presence to Christ I pray, ere that I hence wend away, some good word that I may say, to borrow man's soul from blame.
I wander as a wight in woe and care, for I have done ill. Now wend I will myself to spill, I care not whither nor where.
Well y met, sir, well y met. And whither away?
Why, good sir, whereby do ye say?
Tell me, sir, I you pray, and I with you will wend.
Why, good sir, what is your name?
Forsooth, sir, Perseverance the same.
Sir, ye are Conscience's brother that me did blame. I may not with you linger.
Yes, yes, manhood, my friend in fair.
Nay, sir, my name is in another manner. For folly his own self was here, and hath clept me shame.
Shame? Nay, manhood, let him go. Folly and his fellows also, for they would thee bring into care and woe, and all that will follow his game.
Yea, game whoso game. Folly hath given me a name, so wherever I go he clept me shame. Now manhood is gone. Folly hath followed me so. Many a day he kept me, and to all folks he clept me shame. For I have falsely me forsworn, alas, that I was born, body and soul I am but lorn, me liketh neither glee nor game.
Nay, nay, manhood, say not so. Beware of one hope, for he is a foe. A new name I shall give you too, Repentance. For, and you here repent your sin, ye are possible heaven to win.
Repentance.
But with great contrition ye must begin, and take you to abstinence. For though a man had do alone the deadly sins every shown, and he with contrition make his moan to Christ our heaven King, God is also glad of him, as of the creature that never did sin.
Now, good sir, how should I contrition begin?
Sir, in shrift of mouth, without varying. And another ensample I shall show you too. Think on Peter, and Paul, and other Mo, Thomas, James, and John also, and also Mary Magdalene.
Aye.
For Paul did Christ's people great villainy, and Peter at the Passion forsook Christ thrice. And yet these to Christ are darlings dear, and now be saints in heaven clear. And therefore, though ye have trespassed here, I hope ye be sorry for your sin.
Yea, Perseverance, are you plight? I am sorry for my sin both day and night. I would fain learn with all my might how I should heaven win.
Sir, to win heaven, five necessary things there been that must be known to all mankind. The five wits doth begin, sir, bodily and spiritually.
Of the five wits I would have knowing.
Forsooth, sir, hearing, seeing, and smelling, the remnant tasting and feeling, these being the five wits bodily, and, sir, other five wits there been.
Sir Perseverance, I know not them.
They are the power of the soul. Clear in mind there is one, imagination and all reason, understanding and compassion, these belong unto Perseverance.
Gramercy, Perseverance, for your true teaching. But, good sir, is there any more behind that is necessary to all mankind freely for to know?
Yea, Repentance, more there be, that every man must on believe. The 12 articles of the faith that mankind must on trow.
Ah.
Sir, ye must also hear and know the commandments 10. Lo, sir, This is your belief, and all men do after it, and ye shall heaven win without doubt, I know.
Gramercy, perseverance, for your true teaching. For in the spirit of my soul will I find that it is necessary to all mankind truly for to know. Now, sirs, take all in sample by mo, how I was born in simple degree. The world royal received me and dubbed me a knight. Then conscience met me. So after him came folly. Folly falsely deceived me. Then shame my name behight.
Yea, and now is your name Repentance, through the grace of God Almight. And therefore, without any distance, I take my leave of king and knight. And I pray to Jesu, which has made us all, cover you with his mantle perpetual. Amen.
In The World and the Child, or Mundus et Infants by the Unknown, Robert Crichton was the child. Sarah Golding was the world. Rob Myson, Conscience. Hugh Wellapooley, Folly. And Fiona Thrale, Perseverance. The play was produced and hosted by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast.